This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And I mentioned the Fayetteville Flyer. You want to talk about the Flyer and other blogs that have local origins.
Yeah, you know, there's always been a lot of variety around here as far as having the newspaper and then having Celebrate and Cityscapes and Town Square. And it seems like there's 15 magazines. Mm-hmm. Though Celebrate and Cityscapes still tend to be the two big ones. But there's been a little bit of a disconnect in a way because with the environment of people's finances and difficult time with employment, and you know, it's not always that people want to pick up Cityscapes or Celebrate and look at the next big house that's been built in Fayetteville or in Rogers or talk about the next big fancy restaurant when people simply that's not on their radar right now. So there's been some blogs out there that are doing a really great job nationally and then of course locally. The first one you mentioned, of course, is Fayetteville Flyer. And I think that they've really hit a market that the mainstream publications weren't hitting before, which is you can go on there and find up-to-the-minute information about what's going on around Fayetteville. And it appeals to, you know, a wide demographic. I know, for instance, every Friday they run all the bands and concerts and art events that are going on around Fayetteville. And so I go there every Thursday just to mm-hmm. see and get that list. And I go every morning just to see what's going on around Fayetteville. When the gentleman who died in the fire on Dixon Street.
Bruce, yeah.
Yeah, they really spent a lot of time covering that and talking about memorials. And then they also have a foodie, the Flyer foodie on there, who's always giving recipes, and then my section, Culture Club. So it's a really great forum to really hit a target audience that I don't think necessarily had been before.
It's very Fayetteville-centric.
Yeah, it's very Fayetteville-centric. And you know what? I don't mind that because there's lots of other opportunities in other towns. But for Fayetteville, you know, that's a wonderful blog that we have. I know in Fort Smith, you know, frequently have the guests from CityWire on
here. Yeah, CityWire.com, which Michael Tilley, who's been career as a journalist and a business journalist, and it while he does cover some entertainment events too, he comes at it from a more
local politics
and business sort of, and has branched out and also has you know, economic reports and things like that, polls.
And well, and you know, that's somewhat similar to here with Ozarks Unbound.
Right.
And I think that's kind of a pattern that's been taking off lately, which is a lot of journalists who perhaps have been let go by the newspapers, they decide we're going to start our own blog. And I know that's part of the reason why Ozarks Unbound was started. And that's a wonderful blog, too, that really goes. They tend to be a little bit more political mm-hmm. than Fayetteville Flyer. And I think that Christopher Spencer,
right.
He does a really nice job there. And so if you're wanting a political perspective, then there's always that to look forward to. As far as other blogs that cover what's going on in Fayetteville, I mean, you've always got the Free Weekly, which they have their blog online. But the Fayetteville Flyer and Ozarks Unbound have really hit a market there. From we were talking before we started today about politics, and I said the Iconoclast, it comes and goes, but that's a great political blog that tackles Northwest Arkansas. And then finally, something that really interests me lately, and I think is really something that everyone should check out, the Sartorialist, which is a very popular blog that came out of New York City. A former Times writer started a few years ago where he went around and photographed fashionable people in New York just on the street. And it started a big phenomenon. They've had a couple of books and they have an app. I think it's one of the most widely viewed blogs for fashion and design. Well, there's now a stylebyme.com, which tracks the same principles of photographing people on the street and asking them, where'd you get this? And what's the story behind this jacket? Or, you know, what's the story behind this for Fayetteville? And that's started by, I think his name's Josh Clements and his wife, and they have a really great blog that introduces you to some local people in Fayetteville and then shows you, you know, how they got their style. So in a time where everybody has a blog, myself included, waynskitchentable.com.
Okay.
It's really great to have these other blogs that are, you know, providing different viewpoints, different politics, and really filling in the holes where mainstream media has you know, they obviously can't do everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and your blog again is?
Well, I've got the Culture Club at Fayetteville Flyer and then waynskitchentable.com if you want to see my dogs. And then, of course, don't forget the KUAF.org, which always has some great information and, of course, has Ozarks at Large.
Right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.